89.5 FM, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Every week, myself and senior producer Jillian Jonas take an in-depth look at the city of New York as it is developing right before our very eyes. We bring on grassroots organizations fighting to have their voices heard in how the community in which they live will grow and prosper into the future. So tune in to Living for the City, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. over listener-sponsored WBAI 99.5 on the web.
9 p.m. WBAI New York. 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Cat Radio Cafe, ordinarily heard at this time, should return next week, pending the coming fun drive. In the meantime, however, we present this special presentation.
Hi, this is Take Charge Your Health with Corrine Fornari, clinical nutritionist, clinician assistant, and Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Listen, learn, and I hope you enjoy the show. Bye!
Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health with Corrine Fornari, clinical nutritionist and physician assistant, and my co-host, Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Every week, we present you with new and creative ways to help you make sense of health information and bring it home to you and your family. With years of clinical experience between us and research into traditional and cutting-edge technologies, we give you practical information to help you take charge of your health.
This is Take Charge of Your Health. Well, folks, today we have a very special program for you and a very special guest by the name of Jeff T. Bowles. He has, in his book, he offers that there are certain supplements that are natural to the body which can be used to prevent most, if not all, diseases before about the age of 50 years old. You've heard him on this program before with Corrine Fornari and Carol, her co-host, and we are going to have him back again today. And as we are fundraising, we are hoping that you will join us. We're going to be offering you this incredible book for a donation of just $50. And please understand that we have a very limited number of these. Jeff has donated just 30 copies to us. So the information here is vital. It's incredible. You're going to want to have it in your library. And I want to remind folks again of the conditions that we have been through over the last couple of years, wherein we've been dealing with disease. We've been dealing with the news telling us that this is wrong and that's wrong. And now there's a new one on the horizon that we're facing. And we want to have our bodies in tip-top shape. One of the things that we've said on this station, WBAI 99.5 FM, over and over and over, is that when your body works, when your body's given the proper nutrition, it works as it should. And hopefully, we'll be able to convey that to you today. And again, you're tuned to Take Charge of Your Health at 99.5 FM. WBAI. Our guest today is Jeff Bowles. Now, Jeff, you wrote another book, your new book, The Miraculous Cure for and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learned. Tell us what the crux of this is, because I'm shocked by the information that you put forward, particularly about the primary biologic that you mentioned in the book, along with its cofactors. Why don't you start us off on your journey? Tell us how you came to this understanding.
Okay. About 20 years ago, I started getting pains in my shoulders from weights, and I was reading Life Extension magazine. It turns out that they said in their magazine that people that had joint pains typically had low vitamin D3 levels. So I started taking, back then they said 400 international units a day was like the normal limit of what you should take. And so I started taking about 4,000 a day. I always do everything in excess. And all of a sudden, my shoulders that were cracking, my masseuse wouldn't even rub them because she was scared of the cracking. All of a sudden, the cracking stopped, and like I could lift weights again. And I stayed at that dose of 4,000 a day for about 10 years. It didn't do much else for me except I never got a cold during that entire period. And then my father, a Stanford MD, started taking, he started taking 2,000 units a day. And at my request, because most doctors, they laugh at vitamins and they say, oh, it just gives you expensive urine. And so I finally got him to take 2,000 a day. He finally got a blood test, and his level came back at the lowest end of the reference range, which was 30 nanograms per milliliter. So I thought, wow, maybe we have a genetic disease or genetic polymorphism or something where we can't absorb D3 very well. So I decided to do an experiment on myself, and I said, I'm going to take 20,000 a day and see what happens. And that sounds scary, but in later years, after my research on this, I learned that you can make 20,000 in half an hour of sunbathing if you're light-skinned. So 20,000 wasn't that much, but I thought it was, like, crazy. My father thought I was going to kill myself, and after about 2 or 3 months of this, like, all of a sudden my shoulders started hurting, the ones that the 4,000 a day was helping stop the cracking. I had a hip click that many dancers or athletes get. It's called dancer's hip. I had that for 20 years, where you the tendon snaps over your hip and it makes a hipping clicking noise on your hip. Many athletes have that, and that my hip just started killing me, and then my shoulders were killing me after 2 months. But I've been studying, I've been doing a lot of medical research, and I was reading the 75,000 abstracts that all mentioned the term vitamin D3. And one abstract I noticed, the doctors were saying that vitamin D3 is the bone and joint remodeling hormone. So I wasn't scared of all this pain that I'd had for about two months after taking D3. I'm limping. Felt like someone hit me in the shoulders with a sledgehammer. But I figured all what it was doing is making my bones remodel themselves. And after 2 months, that hip click of like about 20, 30 years, that thing just disappeared. It turns out it was a bone spur on my hip, and the iliopsis tendon was rubbing over, and that's what makes the hip click sound. And then all of a sudden my shoulders are completely resolved. So that's basically how I got started, and I wrote my first book. That was the first book I wrote, and then I started hearing back from people that did the same high dose. Oh, and after I took 20,000 a day for several months, I boosted the dose up to 50,000, then to 75,000, and even 100,000 a day. And I just was getting all sorts of miraculous things happening to me. It actually cured my allergies, adult onset allergies that started when I was in my 20s. So I started hearing back from all sorts of people doing their own high-dose vitamin D3 experiments, and I was hearing incredible stories. And that was that and about 8 more years of research on vitamin D was what led to my most recent book, The Miraculous Cure for and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learned. I can go into a few of those.
That would be great.
Yes, some of the most exciting stories. I'm getting emails from all over the world. Some lady in Austria was taking high-dose D3 to try and cure her endometriosis. I think 60,000 units a day for several months, and she said it worked. But then she later emailed me. She goes, I never told you I had a husband who's blind in one eye. And he's been blind for several years, and the doctors said it was permanent. And I said, oh, that's interesting. And then what happened? She says, well, he was taking the vitamin D3 along with me. And he woke up one day and he said, honey, you're not going to believe this. I'm looking at you through my blind eye. So that was amazing. So, but that's, I think he had a problem where the optic nerve had been damaged by a sinus infection. And somehow the D3 remodeled the nerve and it restored eyesight. I've been hearing from people all over the world. There's hundreds of thousands of people in Facebook groups who have been curing their multiple sclerosis with high-dose vitamin D3, which is, they've been using the Coimbra protocol. His name is Dr. Coimbra.
Okay.
He gives his patients 1,000 international units of D3 per kilogram of body weight. And they've been finding it cures MS in most cases, rheumatoid arthritis, any autoimmune disease you put it up against. And it turns out vitamin D3 is not a vitamin at all. It's actually it's a super powerful steroid hormone. And its function is it controls like 2,700 genes that are almost all involved in controlling your immune system and your tissue remodeling system. It's like two sides of the same coin. So I can tell you now that I've been taking high dose D3 for 25 years, and I've only had one single cold. It really jacks up your immune system. If you take enough D3, like at least 4,000 a day, it depends on your weight how much you take. So I was 180, 190 pounds when I was taking 4,000 a day. If you take that much a day, you're probably never going to get sick again. And the only time I got a cold in the last 25 years was during a time I decided to flush the D3 out of my system for some stupid reason. And that's when I got sick. But I could, if it wasn't for that, I could say I haven't had a cold for 25 years. I'm trying to think some more crazy stuff. Oh, my God, there's a woman who had asthma her whole life. She read my first book, and she started taking high-dose D3, and it cured her asthma. And she wrote a testimonial. I think it's in the back of my first book. And then, a doctor, an Italian heart surgeon, emailed me, and that's doctor cures his ulcerative colitis by taking 100,000 IU a day of D3 for 10 months. And, when the drugs didn't work. A million stories like that. So now let's get to this other book. After I've heard all those stories, I started doing a little more research, and I realized some people, when they first take vitamin D3, they have very nasty side effects. And the doctors call this vitamin D toxicity. But what they're actually seeing is magnesium deficiency. Because what happens is D3, doing all this wonderful work, it will eat up its five cofactors. So if you're going to take high-dose D3, you need to take these five cofactors with it as well. And
okay, what
the first
the
one
five?
Is most important is magnesium.
Can you hear? What? Magnesium?
Yeah. It's about 80% of us. It turns out the soils are all depleted that farmers grow crops in. They're all depleted of magnesium, boron, zinc, and most of our food sources are depleted in vitamin K2. I'll get into that in a minute.
Okay.
But the magnesium, about 80% of us are magnesium deficient to begin with. So a lot of these people, not a lot, I'd say about maybe 10 or 20% of the people, when they start high-dose D3, they get really bad symptoms, like they get dizzy, they can fall down, high blood pressure, heart arrhythmias, anxiety. One guy got a panic attack. And none of this has anything to do with D3. It's just the D3 is eating up the magnesium really fast, so you're exasperating your magnesium deficiency. And in my book, there's like two or three pages of magnesium deficiency symptoms. And some of them are really crazy, like your legs swell up. There's a lot of them are mental issues, like some people have hallucinations. One guy was taking high-dose D3 83, and he had to close his business for a month because he's falling down and having hallucinations. Doctors didn't know how to diagnose him, and they finally told him, stop taking the D3. And when he did that, he got back to normal. But if he had emailed me, I could have told him, look, stop the D3, and you have to supplement with magnesium. And it's very difficult to reverse a magnesium deficiency. Because the deficiency lies in your tissues, not in your blood. And the doctors never diagnose it because they test your blood. And the blood magnesium is kept tightly controlled in a small range. And your deficiency of magnesium lies in your tissues. So to really find out if you're magnesium deficient, and no doctors do this, you might need a muscle biopsy. So most 80% of us are running around magnesium deficient, so everyone should take that anyway. But you need to have it in your blood all day long if you've got it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Can I take a little break here? I want to say that you've donated 30 of your books, The Miraculous Cure and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learn. And it's sort of a 202 on your first Vitamin D book. And you go into these other cofactors that we're going to be going into. So this is an important book to read for everybody to read. And it's just phenomenal how important these nutrients are. And when we talk about supplementing a nutrient and supplementing in a very generous way, there are other systems that are implicated. And we'll go into that. But for now, this is the premium for a donation of $60 for WBAI. You can phone us at 212-209-2950. You can go to the website, donate. For donating at WBAI, it's give2wbai.org. So you can go to the website or just simply phone in for a donation to WBAI to keep this show going and all the programming at WBAI. We need to fund these things, and this is our way of being able to pay the bills and pay the engineers and pay everybody involved and keep our radio space paid for and our physical place paid for. So we really do need listener support. So Jeff has kindly donated the books. We have a supply of 30, so the first 30 people will get a copy of this book, The Miraculous Cure and Prevention of All Diseases. And when you get the time to peruse this book, you're going to be flabbergasted at what you haven't been told, what you haven't learned from your doctors. And it's a real shame because our doctors never do take the time or the trouble to spend the amount of time and effort it takes to really dig in and go down the rabbit hole and figure out what's wrong with people. And this is a pretty fundamental, I'd even say biblical, type of book that you need to know these fundamentals. We've talked on many of these things on this radio show for Take Charge of Your Health. So for a $50 donation, we will send you your own copy of the book. Jeff has already got them on the way to station, so you should get it soon. The phone number is 212-209-2950. And the website is give2wbai.org. And for 2, use the number 2. So let's get back to you, Jeff. We're talking magnesium, so this is one of the first fundamental things. We're talking about how difficult it is to raise your magnesium levels. So Jeff, can you keep on going on the magnesium, please?
Okay. It turns out when I was doing my first high-dose vitamin D3 experiments, I didn't really supplement with magnesium, not much. I mean, maybe 250 milligrams a day. And I didn't realize I was inducing a magnesium deficiency. So I was getting a few of those symptoms, like muscle cramps. Those are the main ones. And shoulder pains that came back. I mean, I fixed my shoulders with high-dose D3 several years later into my D3 experiment that I was continuing. All of a sudden, my shoulders started hurting again. And it turns out magnesium deficiency can cause tendonitis, and that's what was going on in my shoulders. And so I started reading up on magnesium, and it turns out you can't just pop a magnesium pill once a day and correct your magnesium deficiency, because it lies in the tissues. It's not in the blood. And when you take magnesium, it goes into your blood. And that's where only 1% of your magnesium is. And 99% is in your body, tissues, joints, bones. So you're trying to, it's like trying to fill a hot air balloon by blowing through a little straw. And just one puff a day, you're not going to fill that balloon. So that's like taking one pill a day is like puffing into the hot air balloon once. So in order to fill that, your body's magnesium deficit, most people need to take magnesium throughout the day. It's got to be in your blood most of the day, and for about at least a year to finally get fill that cup back up. That's how difficult it is. In fact, there's a Dr. Carolyn Dean. She wrote a book about it called The Magnesium Miracle, and she goes into great detail. Yeah. She doesn't know much about D3, sorry to say. And actually gives
but she does know a lot about magnesium D3, but and she does what you were suggesting.
Yeah. She suggests
that
everyone
takes magnesium throughout the day.
Yeah, you drink magnesium throughout the day. She has you mix it into a drink. I personally take extended release magnesium like twice a day. That stays in your blood 6 hours. And one thing that the way to dose, everyone asks, what's the proper dose? So after you've finished your magnesium, repaired your magnesium deficiency after about a year, you know, the dose might be like 500 or 600 milligrams a day. That'll keep you okay. But the year that you're taking the magnesium to become magnesium sufficient, the way I tell people to dose it, it's kind of disgusting, but the number one thing in laxatives is magnesium. I just tell people, And Dr. Coimbra came up with this idea also, so it's not crazy, but you just need to take enough magnesium throughout the day where you actually initially get diarrhea, and if that lasts more than a week, then cut the dose back and just until you have basically loose stools, and stay at that dose for a year, and you'll correct your magnesium deficiency.
Well, let's pop over and... thinking about time here, let's pop over to vitamin K2. And we had a program on K2 before with a naturopath, Kate Blue. She's written a whole book on K2. What's the magic with K2? So what's the magic with vitamin K2?
All right, turns out when you're taking high-dose D3, it's eating up the cofactors. There's five of them. The most important one in the beginning is magnesium. But then it also starts, and that's where doctors, actually turns out vitamin D3 is not toxic at all. What doctors are telling you is toxicity. The first things they see are magnesium deficiency symptoms. It's all in my book. Then it's pretty rare, but if you take high-dose D3 for maybe 5 or 6 months, you might deplete your vitamin K2. And K2 is very important. It's actually it's found in the meat and milk of grass-fed animals that eat summer and spring and summer grass. So as a country, as a world, we've all become vitamin K2 deficient because in many countries they feed the animals corn or wheat. So now you know the secret of summer grass. You know, like grass-fed beef is supposed to be better for you. That's because it has more K2 in it. And what does K2 do? It actually charges up this hormone called osteocalcin. And that's in charge of taking calcium out of your soft tissues and putting it back into your bones. So if you don't get a lot of K2, you're gonna calcify your soft tissues like your veins and arteries. In fact, prostate cancer might just be caused by vitamin K2 deficiency. I ran across an interesting abstract. They looked at all these men's prostates, and they're like, control prostates had no problem, and then the men that had calcification in something called the peripheral zone of the prostate, when they looked at them like a year later, like almost half of them had developed prostate cancer. So the first thing that happened, the first sign of trouble that you're about to get prostate cancer is the calcification of your peripheral zone of your prostate. And if you look up all the abstracts, people that take K2 or have high levels of K2 almost never get prostate cancer. So, I mean, you could call it an aging disease, but it's almost just it's a vitamin K2
deficiency. Wow. Yeah. So, we have a tendency in general, not only the prostate, but vitamin K2 is assumed to be deficient when you get calcifications all over the place. You can get bony spurs. You can get calcifications in your breast tissue. We're depositing calcium in the wrong place if there's not enough K2.
That's correct. But the second thing that doctors are scared of is from high-dose D3, what they're actually seeing is vitamin K2 deficiency symptoms. And the main one is lots of calcium in your blood. So it turns out the same symptoms of vitamin D toxicity are also the same symptoms of vitamin K2 deficiency. And that's what they really scare you with, and they're brainwashed in med school. Don't give it any more than like 1,000 units to E3, or it's going to be toxic. And that's about the same as sitting in the sun for, 5 minutes, sunbathing. So it's just crazy.
It's not that much. I want to take a little break here again and remind everybody that Jeff has donated 30 books to WBAI for premiums for a donation to the workings of WBAI. The book is The Miraculous Cure for and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learned. For sure, doctors have never learned this. So for a $50 donation, this will be your premium for the first 30 people. The phone number is 212-209-2950. And if you want to go online, go to give2wbai.org, and it's give the number to wbai.org. And pick up this book for yourself. We're just touching the surface here. There's so much information. The other wonderful thing about all the work that Jeff has done on all his books, he has the research there. If you are going in to discuss things with your doctor, go in armed with this book, because your doctor does not know it. He's not been reading the medical journals. He's not been spending 90% of his life doing this kind of research like Jeff has been doing. So it's not available to them unless you put in this kind of effort. And there's so much to learn. And if you have the book and you have the details, you'll know how to incorporate this stuff into your life. So please give us a call, 212-209-2950. And make a donation to your favorite radio station, WBAI, and you will get your own copy of The Miraculous Cure and Prevention for All Diseases and What Your Doctors Have Never Learned.
This, of course, is something we encourage you to do in concert with your doctor. But the situation is here, folks. We have just 30 of these books. So make sure that you get a copy. The phone number again is 212-209-2950. That's the call you're going to make to keep this station going, to keep this station on the airwaves, to allow us to do the work that we do here. As you have seen over the last 2 years, we have become highly, highly concerned with our health. If we could find something, one hormone, or as they call it, but a vitamin, we actually know that vitamin D3 is a hormone, not a vitamin, one hormone. The trick here is that vitamin D3, according to Jeff Tebow's book, controls the workings of 2,700 other elements within the body. When you increase the intake of that, according to the book, it begins to regulate those other elements, and that is why it is so effective. The other thing that I want you to keep in mind is that doctors have very little nutritional training. They get Western medicine is great if you have an emergency. If you need to get your finger sewed up, if you have a broken leg and you need a bone fixed, Western medicine is great. But in terms of nutrition, they often don't get training that other doctors get. And so what Jeff did was to experiment on himself with vitamin D3. His results were miraculous. And if you are getting old like me, you're going to want to get a copy of this book. It's just a $50 donation, 212-209-2950. Or visit give2wbai.org. At that address, you can also get it. But remember, it's limited. We accept your American Express card, your MasterCard, your Visa card, your Discover card. This is how we keep this station going. Instead of having commercials on the air, we bring you information that is vital. And I'm telling you, folks, I think this winter is going to be a long, cold winter, as our president has said on multiple occasions. I think having this information on your shelf is going to be incredibly important in the coming months, as we see there isn't food on the shelves. There's not food for babies available. Who knows if the regular medicines are going to be available? It's going to be up to you to provide for the health of you and your family. Keep that in mind as we move forward. Once again, the number is 212-209-2950. It's just a $50 donation. These books will go because we have a limited number of them. 212-209-2950. Back to you, Carol.
Okay, thank you so much, Tony. Appreciate that. So let's jump over to boron, Jeff, if we could. Boron is just fascinating, and I've read a great deal about how the information on boron has actually been withheld from us for some very good reasons, but it works. So would you like to give us a rundown on boron?
Sure. So when I was looking into all the cofactors of D3, another one was boron. And so I just Googled boron and deficiency. And there's almost nothing. There's no research on it in humans. It was all about plants. And there's except one little website, I think, called the Borax Conspiracy. And they talk about this scientist who is a plant botanist in England by the name of Max Needham. And he traveled to Australia to study boron deficiency in plants. And he, all of a sudden, he discovered he got arthritis after being there for a while. And he noticed that he tested the soils. The soils were boron deficient. So then he went on this wild worldwide quest, and he started testing the boron in all the different soils around the world. And he learned that in countries where the boron is deficient in the soil, there's like 70% of the people have arthritis, the dogs have it, and in soils where the boron is plentiful, like no dogs had arthritis and only like 5% of the humans. And so he started experimenting on himself. He started taking 1/8 a teaspoon of the laundry detergent called Borax. And that is stuff that makes your clothes white. You can buy it at any store in the U.S. for like $7 for a box. It's probably a lifetime supply. It says not to take it, but a lot of people do.
99%
pure. And so he noticed once he was taking 1/8 a teaspoon of Borax twice a day, it cured his arthritis within like a month or two. And then he was in charge of some study where they used Borax to... boron to treat people with arthritis, and he had great results. So he started bottling borax into pills and was selling the bottles in Australia just to the general public. And just by word of mouth, I mean, I guess there was a lot of arthritis in Australia. Just by word of mouth, all of a sudden he's like selling 4,000 bottles a month. And so he took this idea to the local pharmaceutical manufacturer, said, hey, you want to get in on this? We can make a lot of money if you sell boron. And they looked into it, and they said, well, we'd like to, but we can't patent it. They then told the government, and the government outlawed borax. So, as they normally do, things like that. There's, all right, so the neat thing he found out was he was interviewing doctors, and they found out that people who take boron have bones that are so hard that they find it very difficult to saw through their bones during surgery. And there's another story of like a 85-year-old woman that fell down a long flight of concrete stairs. Boom, 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 tumbled all the way down. And guess how many bones she broke? Although she was a regular boron user. Zero bones broken. So that's pretty much what I know about boron, except another interesting thing was I started giving it to my older German Shepherd. She was like about 11 or 12 years old. She was overweight. Uh-huh. I think she weighed about 120 pounds. And I started giving it to her. And right off the bat, she had a big energy spurt, like just running around again. She used to be really lazy. And I noticed after about 2 or 3 months, she lost like 20 or 30 pounds, just got back down to like 90, I guess. And I said, what's going on here? And I looked into it. Boron also has some kind of effect on your insulin sensitivity. So at least in her case, I think it helped her lose weight. It might help other people too, as well as build strong bones. And then the other thing, since I've been taking boron, my fingernails are so strong, I can't even bend them. I used to be able to bite my fingernails like to make them shorter. Now I can't even do that. I have to clip them with, like, I bought the strongest nail clippers they sell on Amazon. And that's the only way.
Well, I want to say this, that WBAI does not make any claims about boron or what it will do within the body, mm-hmm. nor do we recommend that you take it. But in the context of the book, it is a cofactor that works very well with vitamin D3 and helps the body to stay in balance.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I'm not recommending you do it unless you study the book and accept the risks.
And you can find all of the details in this book. The book is titled The Miraculous Cure for and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learned. It's available to you here today for a donation of just $50 at 212-209-2950. Back to you, Carol.
Okay. Thank you. There's one more thing about boron. It has something to do with your endocrine system, and it helps your hormones work better. It releases hormones from their binding tightly to sex hormone binding globulin, so testosterone and estrogen can be more effective. So that's kind of a cool thing, and that's also tied up into the healthier bones. We still need to go through vitamin A, I believe, right?
Right. Yeah, that's a final. That's my final cofactor that I talk about, and basically, I did some research on it. There's not that many symptoms of vitamin A deficiency, but it could affect your immune system negatively, vision, some skin ulcers around your mouth, fingernail stuff. And I was looking into it, and there's not that much out there about vitamin A as a cofactor, but I think I was looking at the website of Dr. Mercola or Dr. Cannell. These are two vitamin D3 experts, and they were looking at a Finnish vitamin D3 study, and they discovered that people taking retinol form of vitamin A, the retinol form, in the Finnish study, that it negated the anti-cancer effects of vitamin D3. In fact, in my book, you'll see graph after graph that almost every form of cancer It goes away at the equator, and the further you get away from the equator, the higher the incidence of any kind of cancer. And so it's like a smiley face. Like when you're at the equator, there's like a zero risk. There's a zero incidence of cancer mostly, and that all has to do with the vitamin D3 levels of the population. I mean, you can see that same smiley face graph for almost every autoimmune disease, like asthma, psoriasis, eczema, even mental illnesses like bipolar depression. So almost everything goes away at the equator because the
and Jeff, is D3 that because those folks so get high. More sun?
So now in Finland, they were testing D3 in all these people, and they found the group that also got retinol, they didn't have any cancer protection, while the group that didn't get retinol, they were protected from cancer from the D3. And what he figured out, this doctor looking at the study, he noticed that he thinks retinol is too strong a form of vitamin A, and it negates some things with the vitamin D3. In fact, there's vitamin A receptors that, so it's kind of got hormonal effects like D3. And so his suggestion was never take the retinol form of vitamin A, only take beta carotene. And then your body will convert that into vitamin A, the retinol form, on an as-needed basis. So that's the big takeaway that I got on vitamin A.
Again, we remind you to consult your doctor. This is anecdotal, and you can, of course, find the details in the book, The Miraculous Cure for and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learned, by our guest, Jeff T. Bowles. We're going to take a quick moment here, folks, to get the phones lit up. We've got 30 of these books available to you today. All of this information in detail. There are over 200 pages in this book, over 250 pages in this book, and it's yours for a donation of just $50 at 212-209-2950. That's the phone number for you to call to make your donation. We have 30 of these. This information is vital. I think that every home should have a copy of this book. When you learn how powerful vitamin D3 is, and remember, vitamin D3 is the hormone that's created when you're in the sun for extended periods. The sun creates this naturally in the body. But we have conditions where it might be cloudy. People, particularly in the Northeast, are deficient of vitamin D3. It's crucial that you have this knowledge in your library. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number to dial. The book is called, just ask for The Miraculous Cure Book when you call us at 212-209-2950. The book is The Miraculous Cure for and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learn. But we're here today raising money on behalf of Take Charge of Your Health, Corrine Furnari and Carol, our host, of course. We do this way because we keep the commercial interests, the pharmaceutical interests at bay. This is specifically the information that the pharmaceutical system does not want in the hands of the general public. And that's precisely why we bring it on this program, Take Charge of Your Health, and on this radio station, WBAI 99.5 FM. Because you donate to us, we have the ability to bring you information that is not allowed in the mainstream media. It's key that you pick up your phone and dial 212-209-2950. Get your copy. Again, Jeff has donated 30 of them, and we're going to get those out to the first 30 people who dial us. You can also pick up a copy at give2wbai.org. That's give, the numeral 2, wbai.org. Carol?
Thank you. Let's just jump out. Well, first of all, beta carotene, I'd like to add, so you find that in all the colorful vegetables. People talk about using their diet, the rainbow diet. That's where you would get your beta carotene. But it does depend on your thyroid function to change that into active vitamin A, does it not? And so that should be in good shape too. Another thing to discuss with your doctor. I wanted to ask you, Jeff, about what levels of vitamin D, if you test for it, what do you think the optimal levels might be for people So they have a robust immune system. That's one thing we've talked about all during these last couple of years, is how to keep our immune system at top notch. And we never hear this from the mainstream media, how to do it. And vitamin D is a huge, huge piece of this. So where do you like to see this get to? I know I was at a conference in New York City, and I talked to a nurse. She said, I just had my vitamin D levels checked, and it was 7. And I go, whoa.
It's amazing so she's still alive.
What's your opinion on this? Do we have a target? How much is too much? Where would you say the literature directs us?
Well, that's an interesting question. The reference range that they say is normal in the United States is 30 nanograms per milliliter on the low side and 100 nanograms per milliliter on the high side. But basically, by definition, everyone in North America, or like way up north in the latitudes, is vitamin D3 deficient, because we originally ended up here dark skinned from Africa. And little by little, we lost our color, and we all became, a lot of us became white or lighter skinned. And that's because the darker skinned people die at a higher rate up north. And that's because darker skin takes much longer time to make D3 when sitting in the sun as compared to light skinned. So basically, by definition, we're all D3 deficient up north, especially darker skinned people. And so that 30 to 100 reference range is probably not optimal for good health. So I never got a cold when I was taking 4,000 units a day. And I don't know what my blood levels were at that point, but I did take 20,000 a day for 3 months. And I got my blood level tested, and it came out to be 125, which is 25 points over the reference range. But that's similar to what a lifeguard might make in Florida in the summer. They often tested that range. So it doesn't sound that crazy. But when I got to 125, that's when it did all these remodeling things to my bones and joints. I still didn't get any colds. So, but that's also when I was taking 4,000 a day. And I don't know, my blood levels are probably maybe 60 or 70, I don't know. It never cured my allergies or a subcutaneous cyst I had on my face for 20 years. It was filled with oil. It wasn't big, it's just like annoying. But once I went up to 125 blood level over 2 years, I kept it that for 2 years, it cured my seasonal allergies that used to come in the summer. And I've been cured for 10 years now. And all of a sudden that subcutaneous cyst that I couldn't get rid of for 20 years, the doctors wanted to cut it out and leave a scar, that popped on its own when my blood level might have been 150 to 160. Just after about 8 or 9 months at that level, I touched my face and there's oil running down it, and it was gone. It also cured a ganglion cyst on my wrist that was about the size of a half a golf ball. I had that for about 5 years. They used to call them Bible bumps, because people would smash them with a Bible. And then they'd come back after a while. It's kind of like a weak spot on an inner tube that like kind of blows up, or, you know, makes a bump. So after like 5 or 6 months, at my blood level at 125 or higher, the ganglion cyst shrank down to like maybe almost nothing. It felt like the size of a penny. It used to be half a golf ball. So I had all sorts of great things happening at 125 or higher. And there's a doctor in Germany who wrote a book. He's a ophthalmologist. He's been treating his patients. He read my book, and then he quit using glaucoma medicine. He's been treating his patients with the high-dose vitamin D3. His name is Dr. Harold Schell, S-C-H-E-L-L-E. And you can actually get his poor translation. It's not very good, but it's into English on Amazon. It's something about treating D3, or treating glaucoma with D3. You can find it.
Jeff,
search for it.
We're running out of time here, brother.
Himself, Yeah. We had a thing called a fistula, which was some kind of opening between the bladder.
Jeff,
go ahead.
Tony, you want to wrap us up with...
We're going to leave it right here. Again. Thank you very much. We want to say thank you to our guest, Jeff T. Bowles, the author of The Miraculous Cure for and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learn. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. Folks, you're tuned to WBAI 99.5 FM. This is Take Charge of Your Health. My name is Tony Bates. I'm with your host, Carol. We are standing in for Corrine Frenari. And we want you to support this program while Corrine is away. We are doing this in her honor, of course. This book is available to you for just a donation of $50. Before I begin to give you the phone number, I want to remind you, WBAI makes no medical, we're not offering you any medicine. We're not making any claims that this cures anything. We're simply saying that evidence is showing that high levels of vitamin D3 in the body seem to be having a positive effect. You can get all the details for yourself if you donate $50 at 212-209-2950. Ask for The Miraculous Cure for Prevention and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learned. I remind you again that doctors get very little nutritional training. They're trained in cutting folks open. They're trained in giving pharmaceuticals. But when it comes to nutrition, they don't spend much time on it, at least not in America. So we have to supplement our knowledge the way we supplement our bodies. And this is one way to do it. A donation of $50 gets you The Miraculous Cure for and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learned by Jeff T. Bowles. It also goes to keeping this station alive and well, running, loud, proud, and broadcasting free across the tri-state area. We can't do this without you. This station has been on the air for 60 plus years based on bringing this kind of information to our audience, based on being able to share with you information that's literally hidden in the mainstream. Remember, we only have 30 copies of this book. Don't miss out. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number for you to dial. And I want to just jump back to a point that Jeff made a few moments ago. Dr. Kokai and I have talked about this on the air before. People with dark skin, listen up, cousins. Listen up, family. People with dark skin are more deficient in vitamin D3 because it takes longer for people with dark skin to process the sunlight. This is key. Remember that, family. We have to put this into our bodies because we're not getting it from the sun, and particularly if we are in the northeastern portion of this country. Get a copy of this book. Learn all of the details. It's over 250 pages, and it's yours for only a $50 donation to this station. 212-209-2950. When you call, ask for The Miraculous Cure book. They'll know what you're talking about. And if you visit us at give2wbai.org, you'll find the title under The Miraculous Cure for and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learned by Jeff T. Bowles. 212-209-2950. We've got 1 minute left, and we've got about 15 of these books left in the house. So pick up that phone, dial, and be one of the few people that gets a copy of this book. And I think, again, this winter is going to be very interesting, folks. We see that our food supply chain is burning up. We see that babies don't have food on the shelves. Who knows what's going to happen with medicine? Have this knowledge, at least, so that you can take care of yourself and your families. 212-209-2950. Carol, would you wrap this up for us?
Jeff, thank you so much for being with us. Could you just shoot us again your website page if people want to follow you?
Okay. Yeah. You can go to Jeff T. Bowles, that's BOWLES.com, no spaces, and there's all sorts of stuff there, lots of blog posts. There's a search engine. You can look up any kind of disease, and there's more than 1,000 testimonials from people who've used high-dose D3.
Again, we remind you to consult your doctor This is anecdotal, and you can, of course, find the details in the book, The Miraculous Cure for and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learned, by our guest, Jeff T. Bowles. We're going to take a quick moment here, folks, to get the phones lit up. We've got 30 of these books available to you today. All of this information in detail. There are over 200 pages in this book, over 250 pages in this book, and it's yours for a donation of just $50 at 212-209-2950. That's the phone number for you to call to make your donation. We have 30 of these. This information is vital. I think that every home should have a copy of this book. When you learn how powerful vitamin D3 is, and remember, vitamin D3 is the hormone that's created when you're in the sun for extended periods. The sun creates this naturally in the body. But we have conditions where it might be cloudy. People, particularly in the Northeast, are deficient of vitamin D3. It's crucial that you have this knowledge in your library. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number to dial. The book is called, just ask for The Miraculous Cure Book when you call us at 212-209-2950. The book is The Miraculous Cure for and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learn. But we're here today raising money on behalf of Take Charge of Your Health, Corrine Fornari and Carol, our host, of course. We do this way because we keep the commercial interest, the pharmaceutical interests at bay. This is specifically the information that the pharmaceutical system does not want in the hands of the general public. And that's precisely why we bring it on this program, Take Charge of Your Health, and on this radio station, WBAI 99.5 FM. Because you donate to us, we have the ability to bring you information that is not allowed in the mainstream media. It's key that you pick up your phone and dial 212-209-2950. Get your copy. Again, Jeff has donated 30 of them, and we're going to get those out to the first 30 people who dial us. You can also pick up a copy at give2wbai.org. That's give, the numeral 2, wbai.org.
So we'll be back next week. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In conclusion, I'd like to say, remember, this information is not an attempt to diagnose or a substitute for treatment. As always, we urge you to take this and all other information we share with you up with your healthcare practitioner. Clearly, this comes under the category of taking charge of your health. Thank you so much for spending this time with us, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Greetings, this is Dr. James McIntosh, host of Mindfield, which comes to you every Wednesday at 2 p.m. on WBAI 99.5 FM. Together with my co-host, nurse family therapist, Richardina Theodore, we delve into the explosive issues in mental health. Our mission is to help you know yourself, release your anxieties and your depression, and free your mind. Only on WBAI, the voice of the voiceless, can we voiceless ones be heard. Support the show and WBAI by donating at give2wbai.org. That's the word give, the number 2, at wbai.org. Or by calling 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. You can support the show and the station even more by going to give2wbai.org and giving a monthly donation of as little as $10 per month as a WBAI buddy to your favorite show on WBAI 99.5 FM.
Extinction Diaries. Another study is out, and this one shows that the disturbed landscapes can take 3 centuries or more to recover to their original state. However, more than 64% of recorded man-made and natural disaster disturbances have not recovered. This is an alarming statistic when such devastating practices like mountaintop removal, clearcutting, and other deforestation are commonplace. The study conducted analysis of 5 major ecosystems from Arctic tundra to tropical rainforest using 14,000 samples from fossil records as well as today. Researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology conducted the study and say that the last time landscape resilience was anything like today was right before and during the mass extinction that happened 13,000 years ago. Quoting the authors of the study, Our work indicates that the landscapes today are once again exhibiting low resilience, foreboding potential extinctions to come. The scientific proof is all around us. For the first time, humans have both the capability to destroy most of our planet's species, including our own, and the capability of uniting and stopping the extinction. My name is Cheyenne Sun Thunder, and this is a Small World Radio production.
$10 a month. It's the price of a gigabyte of data for that iPad you never use. It's two overpriced coffees you ordered when you forgot to look at the menu. It's your overzealous attempts to meet the credit card minimum at the bodega on the corner. But $10 a month could be a lot more. Become a BAI buddy and